This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Virtual reality has now come under China's regulatory hammer. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. A new warning from Beijing today about what it sees as the danger of online gaming has sent tech shares tumbling. Stocks in Hong Kong saw their worst day in 6 weeks as shares of giants including Tencent and NetEase dropped 8 and 11% respectively. It comes a day after Chinese authorities met with the bosses of those and other gaming companies to make sure they're complying with a slate of recently unveiled regulation. And after a report, authorities have temporarily suspended approval of new games. The BBC's Andrew Wood told me more from Hong Kong.
Beijing's responding to the worries of parents who think that children spend too long playing computer games. And you may remember Beijing announced that children would only be allowed to play computer games for 3 hours a week. And it also expressed concerns about the content. So some of the big tech companies like Tencent, they met with government representatives, regulators and so on to show that they were applying the rules and keeping the authorities happy about this.
Now, one of the places people are spending a lot of their time online is in this virtual reality world called the metaverse. But an op-ed in a state-run newspaper today strongly warned people against investing in companies that are involved in it.
The idea is you view the world through some goggles and everything is 3D and virtual and you'll talk to avatars and this will be the new way of consuming things like Facebook or going shopping. Anyway, the Securities Times said that if people blindly invested in such a grand and illusionary concept as metaverse, they will be burnt in the end. And metaverse company shares had been surging earlier this week. One company, the shares went up by 60% in the first 2 or 3 days of the week because it published an article about the possibilities of developing metaverse products. And this seemed to upset the regulators. And it's another example of how it's much more difficult now to be a company, I think, in China, because you don't just do what investors want. You have to second guess what the authorities think is moral and good and upright.
The BBC's Andrew Wood for us in Hong Kong. Thanks for breaking this down for us.
Thanks.
Well, the Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong plunged 2.3% today, with smaller scale declines across most of Asia. Checking some other numbers, benchmarks here in Europe are down in the wide range of 0.2% to 1%. That's ahead of the European Central Bank's latest policy decision this afternoon. It's expected to announce when it will begin scaling back its bond buying program. Well, the campaign group Global Witness has accused Facebook of breaking British equality law with what it says are discriminatory practices in the way it advertises jobs. The BBC's Rory Ketlin-Jones has that story.
Global Witness found real vacancies for mechanics, pilots, preschool nurses and psychologists and asked Facebook to advertise the jobs without specifying a target audience. 96% of the people shown an ad for mechanics were men, while 95% of those shown the nurse jobs were women. For pilots, the audience shown the job ads was roughly three-quarters male, for psychologists, three-quarters female. The campaign group has called on Britain's Equalities and Human Rights Commission to investigate. Naomi Hurst, who led the Global Witness investigation, explains how targeted job ads can be discriminatory.
In the past, employers might advertise a mechanic job in Mechanics Weekly, and it might well have been the case that these magazines were primarily read by men. But the difference here is that if you are a woman looking for a job as a mechanic, you could just as easily go to a shop and buy that magazine. It's just simply not true online. Because you're having a personalised news feed, all you know is the ads you see online and not what anyone else is seeing. Your colleague who has exactly the same qualifications and experience as you, by virtue maybe of being younger or being a different gender, is getting these opportunities listed in front of them that they can apply for, and you are not.
Facebook says it's examining the report, and its system tries to show people ads that they will be most interested in. In London, I'm the BBC's Rory Ketlin-Jones for Marketplace.
Could seaweed hold one key to a more sustainable future? Some see uses as a raw material for recyclable packaging, in cosmetics, and as a low-energy source of protein. The BBC's James Shaw traveled to Scotland's Isle of Skye to join the crew aboard a boat working at one of the nation's first commercial-scale seaweed farms.
I'm Martin Welsh. I used to be a scallop diver and now a wrasse fisherman for the salmon companies and also a seaweed farmer.
And I'm Alex Glasgow, and I'm in amongst doing all the hard work when they're all doing telling me what to do.
So Martin is cutting off the individual fronds of seaweed from the rope with a scythe.
When I first came up the Skye, we would get seaweed soup all the time, and you struggle through with it.
Martin Welsh probably doesn't regret struggling through his kelp soup. After all, as well as this seaweed farm, the team are planning a new one in more sheltered waters.
I think the potential is unlimited.
Paul Dobbins of the global conservation group WWF says they've invested in seaweed because it could offer many benefits.
To displace some of the animal feed that we currently grow on land, to potentially replace some of the materials used in packaging. Seaweed produces protein, and it's the lowest input producer of protein.
At this early stage, it is impossible to know if seaweed will take off as a major industry in the UK. But Charlie Bavington of Oceanium, a new company which will process the Skye Farms kelp, is optimistic.
It's not a stretch of the imagination to think that seaweed would surpass salmon in terms of volume, with even quite a small part of the UK coastal waters used.
Back on board the Ailsa, Alex is hosing down the decks. Seaweed may turn out to have many uses. It's also seriously slippy.
I guess that's worse than a banana.
That's the BBC's James Shaw reporting from Scotland's Isle of Skye there and in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.